O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is John 6, verses 1 through 15. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Bread of Life by Chardon Lewis. Electronic pulses provide a heartbeat to the singer's words of God's grace despite our own failures. A beautiful duet unfolds with increased rhythmic textures and harmonic richness as the vocalists sing about the bread of life that fills us and renews our souls.
You have loved me, though John chapter 6, verses 1 through 15. After this, Jesus crossed the Sea of Galilee, or Tiberias. A huge crowd was following him because they saw the signs that he was performing by healing the sick. Jesus went up a mountain and sat down there with his disciples. Now the Passover, a Jewish festival, was near. So when Jesus looked up and noticed a huge crowd coming toward him, he asked Philip, "Where will we buy bread so that these people can eat?" He asked this to test him, for he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread wouldn't be enough for each of them to have a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There's a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." There was plenty of grass in that place, so they sat down. The men numbered about 5,000. Then Jesus took the loaves, and after giving thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also with the fish, as much as they wanted. When they were full, he told his disciples, "Collect the leftovers so that nothing is wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces from the 5 barley loaves that were left over by those who had eaten. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This truly is the prophet who is to come into the world." Therefore, when Jesus realized that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain by himself. Jesus' feeding of the 5,000 is one of the most famous and memorable of his miracles. And one of the things that I find really fascinating in John's account of Jesus' work here is the interaction we see between Jesus and Philip. We're told that Jesus knew exactly what he was going to do, but he decides to ask Philip for input to see where his faith was at. So Jesus looks to Philip and asks him where they could go buy bread for the large crowd that was coming. Philip was the logical person to ask because he was from Bethsaida, which was a town about 9 miles away from where they were. Philip immediately responds by answering a different question. To Philip, Jesus' question was ridiculous. Even if he knew a place where they could find bread for all of these people, they wouldn't be able to afford it. 200 denarii worth of bread would have been equivalent to 8 months' wages, and that would only get a little bit for everyone. It certainly wouldn't provide sustenance. Jesus would have certainly known this too, but he asks the question anyway, as we already saw, to test Philip, but also to highlight how amazing the miracle he was about to perform was. Jesus then takes the only available resources, 5 loaves and 2 fish from a little boy, and he does the impossible. From that measly amount, he provides an abundance of food. Everyone was satisfied, and there was an incredible surplus left over. The phrase that keeps running through my head as I think about this passage is anything too hard for the Lord? And the obvious answer is no. With God, all things truly are possible. So think for a minute. Are you facing anything right now that just feels impossible? And ask yourself that question, is anything too hard for the Lord? In these next moments, take some time to give those things over to God. Ask him to increase your faith and help you to trust in his ability to provide. Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. Gracious Father, whose blessed Son, Jesus Christ, came down from heaven to be the true bread which gives life to the world, evermore give us this bread, that he may live in us and we in him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.